DW.
Bertolt Brecht is alleged to have once said the best thing about his native Augsburg was the train line to Munich. The words have long been contested, not least by his hometown, but it hardly seems to matter, since it was neither one of those Bavarian cities, but ultimately Berlin, that he chose to make his permanent home. I get that. My first ever experience of Germany was Bavarian, Augsburgian in fact. I spent 18 months there, much of it plotting to leave. For while there's no questioning the natural beauty of the southern states, alpine peaks and shimmering lakes, the frequent crosses, coupled with the prim and polished appearance of local villages and towns, left me cold. I preferred what were, at that time at least, the old East Berlin streets lined with crumbling, bullet-pocked facades. So I moved here, to a building that had been touched for many decades by nothing but time. I've been back to Bavaria often enough since, and I like it much more as a visitor. And at this time of year, I can almost visit without actually leaving the German capital. I'm talking about Oktoberfest, the sprawling, beer-filled party whose beginnings date back to 1810, when King Ludwig I invited his subjects to celebrate his nuptials on the meadows in front of the city of Munich's gates. Over time, it's grown beyond all recognition and managed to sweep most of Germany up into its annual hop-soaked fever. Berlin, never being one to miss out on a party, offers a number of nods to the original festivities, albeit on a much, much smaller scale. Even the main tribute here, now in its 68th year, is a modest affair compared to the real Bavarian deal that routinely attracts 6 million visitors to drink, dance, eat and be merry across an area of 30 hectares. Here up north, it's more a case of a few carousels connected by a handful of booths selling sausages, gingerbread hearts and toasted almonds. Oh, and a beer tent. Where on the Sunday I went along, the endless rows of tables and benches inside were empty, but for a couple of couples, a musical duo in Lederhosen and a party of 8 Berliners playing at being Bavarian. Costumes and all. When I asked them about the appeal of Oktoberfest, they said it was atmosphere. Bavarians, they told me with giddy enthusiasm, know how to party. Their sentiment echoed that of half the other people I questioned. The rest considered it important for reasons of tradition. Traditional dress, traditional food, traditional music. And that, you could also argue, ultimately creates atmosphere. A Bavarian atmosphere, which, if the lack of bums on seats are anything to go by, many Berliners can apparently take or leave. Towards early evening, there was a steadier trickle of people wandering towards the even steadier thump of music swelling from the Oktoberfest grounds. But still nothing like as many as the several thousand that had formed the slow-moving crowd at a flea market alongside the line of the former wall earlier that morning. And every other Sunday, for that matter. But then that's probably not surprising, because people don't come to Berlin to sample Munich. Ask Bertolt Brecht.
DW.